Roachford and Cuddly Toy on Phoenix FM. We don't normally have interviews as early as this in a show, but we have an interview today. Somebody's popped in from the Ingatestone Musical and Operetta Group because they're putting on Hello Dolly this week. So we're very privileged to have in the studio the man who is playing the Walter Matthau character. He was the Walter Matthau character in the film. Is that right?
Yes.
Jeremy Martin's with us. Have I got that right?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's a good start to the interview. At least I've got one thing right. So, how long have you been with the group, Jeremy?
I've been with the group just over 3 years. And that was my first experience of musical theatre was 3 years ago. So I've taken to this fairly late in life, as I'm now in my early 50s.
I'm quite surprised, because you've got a great voice. I'm surprised you haven't been sort of treading the boards before.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think life was very busy bringing up kids and work. And as my children have grown up, a bit of free time has emerged, and I've been able to get into some other hobbies, which is nice.
Yeah. So you went when you started to get involved. Was it with this particular group?
Yes.
Okay.
A friend of mine invited me along, and my first experience was in a Gilbert and Sullivan opera.
Right.
Which was Iolanthe, and I played one of the lords in the chorus.
Okay.
I had to grow a big black bushy beard for that part.
So how did that feel? Because you had some solo work, obviously, in that production, yeah?
No, not in that one. It was purely chorus work.
Let me just throw in the fact that I've also done a little bit of chorus work.
Yes.
And am I right in saying that generally it's easier because the pressure's off a bit? Because even if you forget a couple of words, all the other guys can make up for that. And you just move your mouth a bit and people don't notice. Am I right in saying that?
I think to a certain extent that's true. But, of course, if everyone takes that approach,
you get
a sort of embarrassing silence at the beginning of the song. When everyone waits for the more confident person to come in.
So. Yeah, you wouldn't want everybody to do that. But it's slightly reassuring to know that probably you might be the only person who forgets those two particular words and everybody else remember them. So what was your first solo gig then with this company?
Well, the next show we did was High Society, which is a stage musical based on the famous film with Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. And I played the character of George Kitteridge, who is the spurned husband-to-be in the film and also in the play.
Right.
And that was a lot of fun, actually. I really, really enjoyed that. And it got a real buzz out of doing the performances. I was pretty raw at the time, so I think my performance probably left a lot to be desired, but I certainly enjoyed it a great deal.
So how are you okay with nerves? Do you get very nervous or not?
I do get a bit nervous, but generally speaking, I find the best way to deal with it is to imagine that I'm somebody else. So if I can fully immerse myself in the part I'm playing, then I don't worry about the nerves so much.
Yeah, it does help. I was actually, this time last year, I was playing King Lear. I was trying to immerse myself in King Lear, but I was still a bit nervous, I have to say. Still, I got through it. Anyway, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. So the number of roles you've played since you've joined the group, quite a few, I guess, by now.
Yes, I suppose I've been Buffalo Bill in Annie Get Your Gun.
Yeah.
And I had to grow another beard and long hair and dye it all white for that. That was fun. I've been in another Gilbert and Sullivan. I played the bosun of the HMS Pinafore. That was a very enjoyable.
So do they do a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan, your group?
We do about one every couple of years, so quite a lot. There's a bit of a split between those that prefer the operatic side and those who are more in favour of modern musicals.
Okay.
And when I say modern, I mean some of these modern musicals are 50 years old, like the one we're doing at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting name for the group, isn't it? Ingatestone Musical and Operetta.
Yes.
Group. So coming back to Hello Dolly, then, I guess there's a cast of thousands, is it, for that production?
Well, the cast is, I think we've got about 22, 23 in the class, so it's a fairly small cast, but very enthusiastic. A lot of energy, a lot of dancing. We've got a very wide range of ages. We've got people from aged about 20 to late 80s. One particular gentleman who's, I think, about 87 in the cast.
So there'd be hope for me then, wouldn't it, really? if I wanted to join. So how many productions a year do they normally do?
We normally do two full productions like this, plus a variety show, which is also a lot of fun. The variety show generally is not so formal. People are sitting around tables, and drinks and food, and have a sing-along to a themed evening of song. So we did one recently, a Christmas show. Before that, we did a World War remembrance show with many war songs and sketches for covering those particular events.
And is the group always looking for new members? Or
we certainly are.
Okay.
We're always on the lookout for new people, and it's a lot of fun. I would really recommend it.
Yeah, and where do you normally rehearse?
We rehearse in the Ingatestone Community Centre, which is where we are putting on the show at the moment. And we also rehearse in the Frining Parish Rooms, which is just up the hill from there.
Yeah, so handy, obviously, if you do fancy joining the group, to live somewhere in that area, I guess, otherwise. How many times a week are you rehearsing Hello Dolly, for example, at the moment?
We rehearse once a week for the chorus, twice a week for the principals.
Yeah.
And people do come from quite far and wide.
Do they?
We've got people coming from East London.
Oh, right.
We've had people coming over from Braintree and areas such as that. So people do like it in our group, and they come along and stick around, and it's great to have them on board.
Yeah, we've got a lot of musical groups, because I come from near Southend. We've got a lot of musical groups in Southend and around that area. And I'm in trouble, actually, because a friend of mine is in a production of The Addams Family next week, and I'm away on a holiday.
Right.
So I shan't get a Christmas card from this person, I don't think. Just one of the, that's how it worked out, you know. So this particular production, Hello Dolly, it starts tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow.
Yep.
And we've got four shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 7:45, and a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday as well.
Right, and the ticket prices, do you know what the prices are?
Yes, the ticket prices are £12 for adults, and for the Saturday matinee, £5 for children and £10 for senior citizens.
Okay, so there's a bit of an incentive to come along on the Saturday afternoon. Well, how big is the venue, as a matter of interest?
I think we can get it. We've had about 200 in there before.
Pretty sizable, then.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. And that's where you perform all the time, is it? You don't go anywhere else to perform.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, thanks ever so much for coming in. That's Jeremy Martin, who's playing Horace Vandergelder. Got the name right in Hello Dolly. Thanks for popping in. I'm sure you're a very busy man.
Thank you.
Just as a little an add-on to that, I understand that you go travel around various places in costume, sort of trying to promote the show. Do you do that?
Well, we did do a walk around the village, and we got a lot of interesting looks from people.
I'm sure.
Around in our 19th century costumes. And well, sometimes we sing as well as we go, and it's good fun.
Well, let's hope that's helped us swell the tickets for the production. It's on this week. It starts tomorrow, goes through till Saturday, and that's being put on by the Ingatestone Musical and Operetta Group.